This is R.C. Sproul introducing for you the message that you're about to hear from the lips of Max McLean. To understand this message, we have to go back in history to the year 1741 in the village of Enfield, Connecticut, where the most famous sermon ever preached in America was delivered by the Puritan divine Jonathan Edwards. The title of that sermon was Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Now, we know that Edwards has been heralded as America's greatest theologian and philosopher, and was also one of the key figures that God used in the Great Awakening of the 18th century. To understand Edwards' teaching and preaching, we have to realize that he was profoundly concerned about the spiritual decline that had wasted New England from the early days of the original settlers and the Mayflower Compact. He prayed and labored for his people to be awakened from their sin and awakened to the gospel and awakened to the sweetness of Christ. Edwards was also acutely conscious of the trends in philosophy that were current in the 18th century, particularly among the British empiricists. He understood the new insight that knowledge, particularly human memory, is deeply affected by the simple ideas or sensations that bombard our minds every day. And he understood that what the mind remembers the most are those ideas that are presented in the greatest intensity and vivacity. And so, in his teaching and preaching, he sought to use the most vivid images that he could find. Now, his chief source for those images was the Bible itself, though he also used images drawn from his studies of nature. Now, this sermon is not for the faint of heart. Surely it will offend some, possibly many, who listen to it. But I believe that any Christian who has affection for Christ and reverence for God will hear in this sermon the ring of truth and will gain an intense insight into the awful majesty of God, into the terror of his wrath, and our desperate need for the gospel. Here's Max McLean bringing to us his rendition of Jonathan Edwards' sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.